Welcome to the longest-running real estate talk show in the North Bay, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike is here every Sunday morning at 9 with tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for, and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions direct to Mike. And now, the man whose first words were location, location, location. Here's Mike Kelly.
Websites and kind of alerts and things like that. And one is an international site. And they're talking about the state of square footage and the state of housing in very, very intensely populated areas. And one of those areas, obviously, is Hong Kong. And we're going to chat about what is the biggest rage in Hong Kong and what are the prices being asked for these micro apartments. And the operative word there is micro, okay? Like think a parking space. That's about as micro as you can get. Then we're also going to chat about, there was a article in the PD talking about the $1 million sales and how they're kind of dominating the marketplace. In San Jose, obviously, you know, that market there is, their medium has shot up, I think, 30% over the last year. They're dealing with a tremendous market down there. 83% of all the properties that sell in San Jose sell for 100% or more of the asking price. So being the true detective that I am, I said, wonder how we look like when it comes to that. So I went through the first quarter of the year and kind of worked up some numbers on that also. And also ran the properties that are selling for in excess of 10% over asking, which there are some pretty tremendous numbers out there. The bottom line being that this is a very active, tight marketplace. The fire victims are really flexing their muscles when it comes to making purchases, and that is exhibited in the amount of million-plus properties. You got to realize that when Fountain Grove burned in the northeast area quadrant, that was a hotbed to begin with of million-dollar-plus properties. So those folks, we lost 5,200 houses, and that area took the major brunt, that whole northeast quadrant, and a lot of those properties were in excess of $1 million. So we're seeing a lot of folks making that move, and the sales reflect that. When you look at the sales for the first quarter for this year, and you look at the numbers compared to last year, the sales under $1 million are almost identical. But the patterns have shifted tremendously as far as the price points, what's diminished, what's starting to state itself, but that the over the $1 million properties shot up like crazy, which is totally fire related. Okay, so we'll chat about that. just plus a bunch of other goodies when if that come to my mind, which is always thinking. excuse me. You got to be on the toes there, Joe. Come on. But we're going to also chat about first quarter and what it looks like, what kind of loans are being made. I've got a kind of a dust up with another company about VA loans. And, unfortunately, we have a lot of, how do I say this politically correct, Joe?
You're going to be politically correct.
Well, I might as well start now. But, I mean, well, we have what we do is we say a lot about the vets returning and how they're, thank you for your service and all that kind of stuff. But when it comes to getting a VA loan, sorry guys, there's certain things that we do and vets trying to get a VA loan here is a real tough thing to do. So we'll chat about that too, but you can give us a call anytime you want to. I understand. Well, we'll see how the phones work. We should do that. We should have somebody call it just for the heck of it to see if Joe can answer the phone and put you on the air. But the call-in number is at the studio always 636-1350. That has not changed. 636-1350. I don't have a clock. Uh-oh. Oh, I know you're pointing to it. You can see it. I can't see it. What am I supposed to do? I'm panicking. I don't have a clock.
Use my phone.
Yeah, really. Hopefully it syncs up properly. Okay. Because I know we usually always have a phone. How could they not have a phone in here? I guess that's what that big black thing's going to be. We have in the studio, there's this massive, huge screen that's four, 3 foot TVs or something like that?
Well, yeah. What I understand, that's all going to be TVs.
Yeah. That'll probably have a big clock on it.
And unfortunately, they don't work yet because I'd like to put the Warrior game on when I'm here for the Warriors or the Giants. But
sure.
Baby steps.
Baby steps. Baby steps. Okay. Well, if we're a little late sometimes with our clock, that'll be because I have no idea. And I'm just going by my clock, which is now 9:13.
Your producer will let you know.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Give us a call, 636-1350. You can also go to nodumbquestion@gmail.com, nodumbquestion@gmail.com. And let's see, what else do we got? Trying to think. Oh, you can always go to Facebook and the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. We'd appreciate it if you liked us there. And then the Real Estate Hour blog, which is our blog for the show. We got all sorts of different ways for you to get a hold of us if you're looking for property, any ways you can do that. We have an app for that. We have Great Estates of Sonoma County. So if you want to go ahead and go through that, you can take a look and hunt property. And I think I'm coming up on a break here, right?
Anytime.
Okay. Well, look, we'll take a break and come back more with kind of a look at the first quarter and some trends in real estate that might be applicable to our homeless people here in Sonoma County. So we'll come back and chat about that. I'm Mike Kelly. It's the Real Estate Hour, right back after these words.
The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike will be right back with more on KSRO.
The Drive with Steve Jackson.
Hey, Lanny Davis.
Even in my book, I don't use the word lie about James Cook. Now I know he's lying about a very important fact that changed the course of American history.
Afternoons here on FM News Talk Radio, 103.5 and 94.5, KSRO.
Real estate agents come and go in Sonoma County. The ones who stick around know things the dabblers don't. Mike Kelly's been selling real estate full-time right here since 1978. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you gotta call Mike.
I was born to sell real estate.
His first words were location, location, location. Mike Kelly knows things the dabblers don't.
I can build a custom strategic plan to sell your home faster for more money with less hassle.
Mike's got specialized market knowledge to help you set the right price for your home. Unmatched Sonoma County connections to find qualified buyers fast, and the online and offline tools that really work.
Show me your home, and I'll show you three easy tips to make it look better to buyers, even if you don't use me.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Call the Mike Kelly team today, 707-322-8503.
North Bay play-by-play home of the Golden State Warriors and Oakland Raiders. FM News Talk Radio, 103.5, 94.5, KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
We are back. Good morning, Mike Kelly. It is the Real Estate Hour, heard every Sunday morning right here on the News and Talk of Sonoma County, KSRO, in 94.5 and 103.5 FM, and KSRO.com, and all sorts of different ways you can listen.
That hasn't changed.
It has not changed. Where you find us has not changed at all. How we get there has changed. How we get to that point has changed. But anyway, so the talking about, you know, the nature of the beast when it comes to housing, and housing is just so competitive in, you know, not only in our area, but when you get in super high densely populated areas, say like Hong Kong, or anywhere in Asia where there's intense, you know, populations, and a lot of those areas have to do with, say, Hong Kong and in, you know, China itself, there's this tremendous, you know, populations, and they're trying to figure out how to get people into housing. Now, it's taken a kind of a horrible twist, in my opinion. I mean, we heard about this before, back in, I think, the, I don't know, 89-90 market in Tokyo, where they were having these very small apartments. And at those times, they were selling for like $1 million a piece. And they were just ridiculously small at that time. They were maybe, I think, you know, 400 or 500 square feet, something like that. You know, now I think a parking space is like, I think it's like 8 by 12 or something like that, a parking space. You know? So these micro houses they now have in Hong Kong are 123 square feet. Now, that's basically 10 by 12. So, Joe, if we're looking in our studio here, okay, this is probably 10 feet. And so that's your apartment. That is pretty darn small in there. But the thing is, what it really adds is insult to injury, is that they're $245,000. That's a great face, Joe. Do that again. Our listeners can't see Joe's face. But it was like he just imbibed a whole lemon at once. Okay, yeah, is that an amazing number? And, you know, and then they're hoarding these. The people are buying these up for speculation, and they're not releasing them to the market because they think they're going to appreciate immensely. And you see these apartments, and they put them up like in a grid, and they look like, my favorite thing, a honeycomb. You know, it looks like, you know, there's bees in there instead of people. I mean, it's you know, it's very, very small. I mean, 123 square feet is literally 10 by 12. So if you're home, walk off 10 by 12 and pay, would you pay $245,000 for that? I don't think you would. But in, you know, in Hong Kong, where the price of real estate is outrageous and the need for housing is outrageous, they're selling. And then what they're finding out, Joe, is that people that are occupying these units are having mental issues because they're living in these incredibly small spaces, and they're finding out that the people that are coming out of there, they're having issues with paranoia and just all sorts of different things. And I mean, think about that, living in a 10 by 12 box, and that's what you got, you know. And you've got your kitchen in there, you've got your bathroom in there, you've got your living room in there, you got your family room, right? And I don't think you could even practice your golf swing in that, you know, yeah, without taking out God knows what. But, you know, it's pretty amazing. And they are like being gobbled up like crazy for $245,000. So I was thinking, you know, 10 by 12, Joe, is like one room. Now, the bathroom, obviously, I have no idea how they do the bathroom. They got to have some room for that. I mean, how big does the bathroom have to be? Well, I guess you have to have a shower, right? And a John and hopefully a sink, right? Then you got to have, do you have a kitchen? How do you get all that into 123 square feet? It must be, you know, I've not seen the interior of one of these things. They don't release the interiors, but I've seen the outside, and it really, talk about worker housing. I mean, it's just drone housing, man. Just like, here you go, it's your little place for the night. And it's just kind of amazing. But yeah. How do you figure that out? Like, so anyway, so I was thinking, you know, now there's a guy in San Francisco who built some apartments, and I forget the name of the company, but they had the same kind of concept, but they were built off site. So what they did is they built a metal grid, and it was almost, and then they came along and they plugged these apartments into the grid itself. And the apartments were like 900, you know, 1,100 square feet, but they were all built offsite. And they would come in with a crane, and they would drive them up, and the crane would grab these things and plug them like a module. And they have, you know, they had the kitchens in, the bathrooms, electric, everything was there. You plug it into this box, in this huge grid, right, and plug everything else in, and then bang, you got yourself an apartment. So why don't we, you know, here we are worried about that. We just cleared out that shelter, another shelter, encampment behind the old dollar store over there in Roseland. And, you know, I quite frankly don't know how the city can allow that, number one, because it's got to be a huge liability for the homeowner, or not the homeowner, but the landowner. What if somebody dies on that site? I mean, somebody gets killed. I mean, God knows what would happen over there. But the thing is that the liability is incredible. So, you know, here we're looking at housing. Nobody wants to go into housing. We should look at putting these, if we're looking at temporary housing, just getting people into a property that they could get under roof, you know, make it, you know, as comfortable as we can. Temporary housing, why not a whole grid of these things? I mean, maybe a little more than 123 square feet. I don't want them to go, you know, have mental issues. But it's kind of remarkable that they're doing this. And with the technology nowadays, I mean, we're reading about the Hybrid Homes, which is a local firm, which was, I think, started by Farrell and Faber, which are an architectural firm. And they're doing some in Coffee Park, where they're built offsite. They come in with the crane. The foundation's already there. They take the unit, drop it on the foundation, and you're done. So what that does is that it saves you a lot of issues with people driving back and forth to the work site. You don't have a lot of people there hammering. You don't hear a lot of noise. You know, studs going up and bang, bang, bang. I had a friend of mine. She told me that this woman bought a multi-million-dollar place in Palo Alto, and she goes, she can't enjoy her backyard because there's so much building going on, people tearing down these old houses and building mansions on them, that all you hear all day long are hammers and saws, and it's like endless. It's just constantly, you know, people hammering away, that kind of thing.
That would drive me crazy.
Yeah, yeah. But isn't that the way that society's right now? I mean, where do you go where there's not construction? It's like, especially in our area, obviously because of the fire, but still, you drive on the freeway. Have you ever not driven on the freeway where there's not construction? And there's going to be more, and it's going to be ongoing, and it's going to last for I think, all of our lifetimes. But anyway, so how did I get into that? I don't know. Anyway, so, but you know, when you think about, when you're looking for low-cost housing, you know, there's something to be taken away from what they're doing in Hong Kong, but not charging though $245,000 for a 10 by, you know, 13 working space or living space. Yeah, how do you get the bathroom and the kitchen? I got to explore that some more.
I'm thinking of the bathroom thing, especially.
If don't you, go into detail.
Yeah, okay, no details, but wow.
Yeah, really, I know. It can be very interesting. Yeah, I'm not going to come. I don't want to go there. All right. Anyway, so that's a thought. You guys would appreciate that. But and the thing about it is that there's in the city of Hong Kong, and they're building like crazy there. They have six projects, 15% of the 3,300 apartments. This is how they build in Hong Kong. They are 3,300 apartments, okay? 15% of those are units that are less than 200 square feet. absolutely stunning. And they're getting $245,000. The smallest unit having a usable area of 123 square feet, smaller than a standard 20-foot shipping container or a typical American parking space. Smaller than a parking space in America. Anyway, okay. Well, we'll take a break. Am I not taking a break? What is that? You're looking at me. Oh, that's 4 minutes. Okay. All right. All right, we can do that. We can work with that. Okay, so let's look at the marketplace right now. So the interest rates tweaking up a little bit, you know, 4.75. We're going to get to that. Probably that 5% is going to be maybe coming down the pike. There's all sorts of indicators stating, you know, that it could possibly go to 5%. You know, how do you feel about 5%? Is that like a deal breaker for you? I mean, are you not going to buy property because it's 5%? Which I still think is an amazing interest rate. God, I said the word amazing. How did that happen? I'm totally against saying the word amazing, which is a heck of a, that's a better word, a heck of an interest rate, 5%. I mean, the difference between the 4.75 and 5 is total psychological. But, you know, that is a, you know, a barrier we're probably going to hit, I would imagine, in, within the next month. We'll see what the 10-year Treasury does and how the Fed reacts. I guess the Fed number is the 2-year Treasury. And there's that whole thing about the yield curve, and I won't bore you with all that kind of stuff. But it's looking like rates are going up. Rates are going up. What if somebody called and said, I can hear you. That's the problem.
She wanted you to repeat the price of units you were talking about. I think you were talking about Hong Kong, right?
Yeah, this isn't Hong Kong. Yeah, this is so not Sonoma County. Either.
Yeah, no, okay, that's what I
not
thought.
Not Sonoma County, and they're selling them for $245,000. And they range anywhere from 200 down to 123 square feet. All right, so 10 by 20, you know, is, you know, that's 200 square feet, guys. So very, very small. And like I said, $245,000. You know, you could do, you know, nobody's building condos in Sonoma County. And the reason they aren't doing that, folks, is because there's a lot of litigation inherent with condos. And it was at one time, I think, we had almost every condo property in Sonoma County had litigation against it. And once you have litigation with the condo project, you can't get a standard Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac loan. So a lot of people were having to pay cash or they were having to get, you know, other financing and they just were not selling. Right now the condos are, you know, there's hardly any condos on the market at all right now. I think there's maybe a total of 50 or something like that for the entire marketplace. The current active market, properties currently on the market right now is about 600 and what did I do with it, Joe? Do.
Good radio, huh?
It's around 650 properties. You know, and we're going to come back and talk about the first quarter sales when we return after the break. You know, the million dollar market shot right through the roof. I mean, it's just gone up like almost 40% over last year in the first quarter. And that's obviously because of the fires and those type of things. So we're going to come back with the Real Estate Hour in our brand-new studio here, 636-1350, call-in numbers. Thank you for calling in. If we're cutting out, could you please call us and tell us you're cutting out? 636-1350, right back after these words.
South County 94.5 KSRO.
Just in the past hour, murder warrants issued for a person of interest that Nashville police are looking for in the shooting massacre at a Waffle House restaurant in Antioch, Tennessee, next to Nashville. 29-year-old Travis Reinking. Witnesses say he was naked except for a jacket when he pulled up in his pickup truck and started firing into the restaurant until a customer wrestled the gun away, the shooter then running off. Charles Cordero says he was there.
I told him, I said, buddy, you may have saved a bunch of lives, because he did. I mean, I was out in the parking lot trying to hide, and this guy was inside and took advantage of a situation and got the gun away from him.
That manhunt continues now for over 9 hours. ISIS claiming responsibility for a suicide bombing in Afghanistan's capital today at a voter registration center. The public health ministry says over 50 people are killed and more than 110 injured. Britain's health secretary says the government will introduce new laws targeting social media companies online if they do not do more to protect children. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
KSRO.
Real estate agents come and go in Sonoma County. The ones who stick around know things the dabblers don't. Mike Kelly's been selling real estate full-time right here since 1978. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you gotta call Mike.
I was born to sell real estate.
His first words were location, location, location. Mike Kelly knows things the dabblers don't.
I can build a custom strategic plan to sell your home faster for more money with less hassle.
Mike's got specialized market knowledge to help you set the right price for your home. Unmatched Sonoma County connections to find qualified buyers fast, and the online and offline tools that really work.
Show me your home and I'll show you 3 easy tips to make it look better to buyers, even if you don't use me.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Call the Mike Kelly team today, 707-322-8503.
This is your land, and you love it. Every day you look out your window to watch the wildlife, who also call your land home. The animals who bring life to your land. You know their daily and seasonal habits, what they eat, and when their young are born. As a caring landowner, you can't bear to think about what might happen to them and to this special place in the future. Your dream is for your land to remain this way forever. The Wildlife Land Trust can help you. Keep your land free from development forever and protect the animals you've come to know so well from hunting and trapping. As part of the Humane Society of the United States, the Wildlife Land Trust preserves wildlife habitat and safeguards the animals who rely on it. Without such protections, your dream, your land, and its wildlife could be lost forever. If you have land and wildlife that you want to see preserved and protected, the Wildlife Land Trust can help. Call 1-800-729-SAVE. That's 1-800-729-SAVE. Or go to wildlifelandtrust.org. Your dream, our mission.
Sonoma County's most accurate, dependable forecast with KSRO's Daniel Trucios.
Sunny weather continues to start the week. Today, blue skies at 78, 65 on the coast. Clear tonight, low 48 inland and on the shores. Mostly sunny for tomorrow at 80 degrees, 65 in Bodega Bay. Tuesday, partly cloudy at 79, 65 on the coast. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
Good morning once again, Mike Kelly. It is the Real Estate Hour, heard every Sunday. And we're talking every Sunday. Right, Joe?
Yep.
What do you mean most of every Sunday? Well, I was sick a couple of times. But pretty much every Sunday.
Live and direct.
Always live.
Even in the new studio,
which I have much more room to put all my papers out and everything. And
so you can be that much more disorganized?
Well, I can kind of see everything, you know, and I got to figure everything else is. I brought my glasses, too. I mean, see, I just got it totaled together, man. I'm telling you, you know. It's pretty cool and happening. You know, the in San Jose, which is like a super hot market, as we discussed earlier, 83% of all the properties sell for 100% or more of their asking price. And to put that into some context, here in lovely Sonoma County, this is your hardworking realtor and radio show host going through the numbers for the first quarter. In January, we only sold 53% of our properties for 100% or more. February was 59%. In March, though, we've shot up to 65%. But that's a tremendous number, 83%. Now, I would have thought it would be more. I would have thought that, you know, the maybe they would have like 95% or something like that because it's such a hot market. But what would be really interesting to see is like how many properties like sell in excess of like, say, 10% above the asking price. Because look at some of these numbers. You know, I do that. I track. There's one here that sold for 126.65%. So it sold 26% over asking. All right. And it's pretty incredible. I mean, you're going to go to your seller and say, you know that house? Well, we're going to go in and offer $100,000 more. And some of these are pretty breathtaking, you know, when you look at the numbers. Let me find just a wacky one here. You know, 126% property was listed for $1,795,000 and it sold for $2,275,000. That's a big number, Joe. That's a big number. And you kind of go in there and you look at your buyer and you go, well, look, you know, we've been beat out five times now. What kind of price you want to put in here? And they kind of look at you and say, what do you recommend? And property in Sebastopol listed for $699. Somebody thought, well, let's offer them $850. And they got it. So that's $150,000 over the asking price. Are you prepared? Okay, now here's another one. This is kind of wacky, guys. This is over off of Hall Road. It was listed for $600,000. What do you think it sold for, Joe? Bingo, $800,000. It sold for $200,000. How do you look somebody? I mean, and I get it. I mean, I know people want to get houses.
That's what I was going to ask.
But geez,
house market, people are that desperate for houses.
Well,
right now, you'd
think, right? I mean, yeah. You kind of look at that, unless it has some incredible upside potential, and maybe you feel you could fix it up and it's worth $1,000,001. I don't know. You know, maybe it's got the, but. You kind of look at that, you go, holy Toledo. You know, another one sold. Well, we already talked about that one. But it's just the numbers go on and on like this. And there's a lot of examples. There's not that many, though. There were only 28 out of all the sales in March that actually sold, you know, for, you know, over 10% of the asking price. But we had 65% that sold for 100% and more. So it's that kind of a marketplace, you know, and you kind of wonder who's putting those numbers out there and who's recommending those numbers. I don't recall recommending that big of a number. I can't remember ever recommending that big of a number. But, you know, sometimes when you get beat out multiple times, you hit a certain frustration level. And it could be that you have the money and you look, it's going to be a long-term hold. You're going to live here for the rest of your life. And you're willing to spend that kind of money to get a property that you really, really, really are in love with and meets all your needs. And it's here in Sonoma County. So you'll spend that extra money. When you look at the long-range balance of everything, 10 years, 15, 20 years down the road, does it really matter? I mean that money, obviously, you've overbid it, but the way this market's going, who knows? But don't ask me when it will turn the other direction, because I'm still trying to figure that one out. I'll let you know when I come up with that. It'll be like this, hallelujah, you know, that kind of a thing, you know. Do we have that?
Don't hold your breath.
Thank you, yes. Well said, Joe. Don't hold your breath, or my breath. Okay, well, let's talk about, so the Press Democrat had a article by our good friend Robert Digitale, who is one of the ace reporters of the Pulitzer-winning Press Democrat. Was that cool or what, huh? The Pulitzer Prize? That's like, it don't get any better than that, guys, when you're a journalist. Okay, the Pulitzer Prize. And it was for ongoing, you know, it was the interesting thing about it, too, is that it was for ongoing coverage of the fire. Because then in multi-platforms, you know, Facebook, you know, social media, video, and some of the shots those guys took were just like incredible. That one reporter said he took his kids to a babysitter, and then the next thing he said was, "Don't kill yourself covering this fire," you know. And then he ran into the flames, you know. So it's pretty amazing. So the Press Democrat had an article, and we're talking about the first quarter So I was going to do a report myself, and they've kind of helped me out quite a bit. But the numbers they have are, all verifiable through our multiple listing service. And, the first quarter, when you look right now at what's going on in the marketplace, the market has shifted. Obviously, when you look at, we don't have that much inventory. We have 651 listings. That's starting to creep up. We remember in the show here in the last like three or four months, we've been like 550 around there, something like that. And these are single family detached houses. So when the Press Democrat and Rick Laws, who's the gentleman who tracks their information, Rick's over at Pacific Union, he's looking at detached single families. Okay. And then we don't use condos in that number. So we're basically looking at detached single families, and that's a consistent number that's been used over the years. So the numbers they use, and so does CAR and NAR, and they always talk about detached single families. The numbers, are definitely not really taking off. Thank you. When you look at the total, we have a total number of like 611 properties on the market now. And of those, about 40% are over $1 million. So that's shifted. So we're seeing more and more properties that are, put on the market that are in excess of that number. And it's a matter of figuring where you're going to be in that marketplace. I have four properties that are coming up in the next month or two that are all going to be in excess of $1 million. And I'm trying to figure out, where? I mean, used to be like $1.1 million, and now I'm going, geez, I'm $1.2 million. And this one couple I'm meeting with, I said, I think about $1.395 million. And then another property that I'm working with, I've yet to see the interior, but by the square footage and everything else in the area location, it's probably going to be $1.2 million something. We've got a property coming up out on the West County, which is on acreage, and I'm thinking $1.1 million, maybe $1.2 million on that. And so it's trying to figure out, when you look at these new numbers and you see the amount of activity that is being generated by these folks who've lost their homes in the fire. This is all related to that. Think about it. We lost 5,200 houses, right, Joe? And I think, 1,500 were in Coffee Park. So that leaves like 3,500 that were mostly in that northeast corridor going up Fountain Grove Parkway, over the hill, Skyhawk was okay. I know that. But the Sky Farm going over the top of the hill, then the Reebley Valley, and then going up Mark West Road, all of Wickiup, a lot of the old area behind Wickiup up in the hills there that was burned. And they're all like $1 million-plus properties. So the settlements, hopefully they're getting, there are a lot of people getting a lot of fat checks out there. And not only that, they're also getting a lot of big bumps when it comes to the content settlement they had. We told the story here of our friend Russ Lee, who was on the phone with us, I think about a month and a half ago, who took his contents settlement, his check, $138,000, and he bought a brand new house in Tennessee. 2,800 square feet, 3/4 acre, a back to open space. So, there are other places to go than lovely California if you want to buy a home. People in those areas kind of look at us out in California and go, what are those people thinking? How could you're asking how much for that property? It's just like wacky. So that's kind of what we're looking at. So the thing about it is that when you look at these $1 million properties, the first quarter, when you look at the sales for the first quarter, the numbers under $1 million were about the same. Okay. But when you looked at the $1 million plus properties, they were really, really, really took off. So we're going to come back and talk about those numbers when we return with the Real Estate Hour call-in number, 636-1350, 636-1350. Right back after these words.
The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike will be right back with more on KSRO.
The Drive with Steve Jackson.
City Councilman Ernesto Olivares.
There have been changes that have been for the better in our communities. The more and more we've studied things, even with cannabis, we took a risk in trying something different. Nothing bad has happened.
Afternoons here on FM News Talk Radio, 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
Real estate agents come and go in Sonoma County. The ones who stick around know things the dabblers don't. Mike Kelly's been selling real estate full-time right here since 1978. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you gotta call Mike.
I was born to sell real estate.
His first words were location, location, location. Mike Kelly knows things the dabblers don't.
I can build a custom strategic plan to sell your home faster for more money with less hassle.
Mike's got specialized market knowledge to help you set the right price for your home. Unmatched Sonoma County connections to find qualified buyers fast, and the online and offline tools that really work.
Show me your home and I'll show you three easy tips to make it look better to buyers, even if you don't use me.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Call the Mike Kelly team today, 707-322-8503.
Hello, Sonoma County. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando, and I'm here Sundays, noon to 3, on KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
Here's more with Mike. I like that. That's kind of very alliterative. Here's more with Mike. More with Mike. But we're talking about sales for the first quarter, and you know the million dollar sales last year for the first quarter we had 129. This past quarter 181, so that's almost a 40% increase. So tremendous, you know, increase in million dollar sales, totally driven by the fire. Joe was telling it. He said he heard on the radio or the TV someplace, and they were talking about they used this word to context a million dollar mansion in San Jose. Number one, Joe. $1 million does not buy you a mansion in San Jose. $1 million buys you a track house, you know. And I've had friends of mine who work San Jose, and they'll pick up a couple that are coming in, and you know the spouse is making $450,000 a year, and they're thinking, we have arrived, man. We're gonna get a knockout house, man. $450,000, and the end of the day, the spouse sees. His spouse, and how did it go? And the spouse is in tears, stating, you know what you get here in San Jose for $1 million? You know what you get here in San Jose? You get nothing in San Jose for $1 million. So it's kind of a crazy, wacky world down there. And, you know, it's kind of creeping up north here. So will the numbers be the same? I don't think so. Our medium, remember this, guys, after all this talk about $1 million properties and you know, things are going for way, way higher than they were last year. We are still under $700,000 for a medium home price. We're around about $680,000. So, you know, but I think we're going to probably hit that $700,000 mark probably during the summertime, because that's usually when most of the activity is happening. It'll be one of those things that, you know, Sonoma County medium home price, $700,000. Stop the presses. But it's, you know, it's in context to the Bay Area. You know, we're like kind of a drop in the old bucket, right? You think in Marin County, it's $1.3 million down there. San Francisco, God knows what it is now, $1.3 million something. San Jose is $1.4 million. You know, they're all numbers, folks, but interesting numbers nevertheless. But, you know, the funny thing about the first quarter last year and this year is that those homes under $1 million, last year we sold 718 properties that were under $1 million, and this year we sold 715. So there's not a tremendous difference between, you know, those properties, you know, when it comes to the total number. But what's interesting is the breakdown of those brackets, like 450 to 499. Last year we sold 95 for the first quarter. This first quarter we only sold 44. So you can see that the affordability is just kind of falling out of the marketplace. you start going through some of these numbers and you can see definitely, you know, things taking off and going higher. Last year, between 7 and 749, we sold 48. This first quarter, 67. So, you know, the market has definitely changed. In the article, it talks about homes under 600,000 have taken a huge hit. That's why our median home price is what it is today. We're just going to have to stay tuned to that. Interesting enough, though, you know, between, say, 500 and 700,000, there's some really nice little properties out there. We have the question that comes up all the time, and, we hear it all the time. Okay, I got to sell my house, but I got to find a house. What do I do? And I've answered that question, I think, 5 times this week. And there are any number of things you can do. One couple has an investment property, and I said, well, you could get a swing loan on your property, or what we used to call a bridge loan. It's basically you take the equity out of your home to buy the new home. Therefore, you don't have to be a contingent seller in this marketplace. It's the kiss of death. It's really hard to do. I've looked at contingency sales. I have no problem with contingency sales as long as the property is not priced, you know, so far out of the market where it won't sell. But the way the market is nowadays, things are selling pretty quickly. So taking a contingency sale is not a bad deal. But most of the offers you're going to get are not going to be a contingency sale. Most of the agents are aware of that, that if they go in with a sale on the contingency of another home, that they're going to get shot down. And chances are they probably will. When I was running the numbers, I was trying to figure out, you know, what the type of loans that were being used. And because a lot of people that are working with government buyers, FHA, VA, you know, are kind of looking at going, well, you know, how many loans were made last year versus this year? Last year in 17, talking about VA, there were 22 that were made in the first quarter of last year and only 8 this quarter. So you can see, and you know, VA goes up to $2 million. I was on George Adair's show on Wednesday here in the brand new studios of KSRO. And we were chatting about, you know, VA loans, but they're just really hard, okay, to get accepted, especially when you have cash and conventional loans. When you look at the amount of cash deals, now this is interesting. Last year, first quarter, 181 cash deals were done. This time, first quarter, 269. So that's totally fire related. There's a whole bunch of cash in the market because, number one, people have their settlement checks and they have the cash to go forward. Conventional, though, is almost identical. 524 last year, 526 this year. Then FHA has dropped down from 80 last year down to 51. And that, a lot of that is price related and is trying to, because of the competitive market. But that VA thing, 22 in the last year at the first quarter, now only 8. The vet who has, you know, done so much for the country and in service, they come back and they're not really being shown the door. It's just that, you know, unfortunately, when you go up against a cash deal and people, you know, have other plans, you know, they would love to help you out, but unfortunately, a cash deal presents just so many good options. Even the conventional loans that I'm seeing nowadays on my listings are coming in with no inspections, a lot of the times no appraisals. They're pre-approved, so they don't come in with any loan contingency. So a lot of the push for conventional loans is to make them as close to cash as you can. Now, granted, it has a loan, so it's not cash. When all is said and done, something could happen with the loan. Somebody could go out and buy, you know, a new Beamer or buy all their appliances before they close escrow. Never do that, folks. Okay, I know you're going to be buying a home and maybe needs a new stove and refrigerator and washer and dryer, you know, and you want to buy one of those cute washer and dryers that are like, you know, a matching set, you know, color coordinated, $1,000 each or something like that. Don't do that until you close escrow. Your lender, it will thank you. Your agent will thank you. And everybody will thank you for not blowing the deal apart, because remember, they check your your credit right up until the close of escrow. So they can see what you're doing, if you've been naughty or nice. But those numbers were kind of interesting to see. Excuse me. Why is it when I get in the studio, my voice goes to crap?
Even in your studio.
Must be something in here. As he drinks coffee on the air. Okay, so God darn it. Okay, so interesting numbers to look at. You know, the numbers are you know, go along with the, you know, you folks buying property out there, and we kind of look at them from, you know, afar. But, you know, we're seeing this in the market, especially when it comes to the million-dollar property, especially when it comes to the activity and the time on the market. You know, that first quarter numbers, you know, are definitely – up when it comes to the million-dollar properties, and this is all fire-related stuff. So, you know, you're going to need to, you know, monitor that. If you're selling your home and you want to buy another property, there's, you know, the best scenario, in my opinion, is to, you could, you know, sell your house and then go find a place to rent, try to get a rent back, find a place to rent, and then find that house that you want to move into. You can take your time, make an offer, you know, cash offer or a very strong conventional offer. You know, you can finish your rent and then move into the new house, that type of thing. But we're seeing it happen all over. And a lot of people moving down, you know, people want to travel. People want to get near the grandkids. They're selling their properties, taking their cash. And they all realize and they know there's those people out there that are fire victims that are paying, okay, you know, big bucks for their homes. You can see it in the numbers. You can see it in the prices. So if you have a home to sell and you want me to take a look at it and maybe talk to you about your position, give me a call anytime, 322-8503, 322-8503. Or there's always no dumb question at gmail.com, because in real estate, Joe, there are
no dumb questions.
You just say that into the mic.
No dumb questions.
Thank you very much for that. Okay. All right. So the stay tuned. We're going to be back next Sunday, as always, with the latest and the greatest. And, you know, we're going to have a couple of guests coming up in the next following month. We're going to have George Dare here. Now, I was on his show. He's going to come on to our show. And then we have, I'm drawing a total blank right now on who the other guest was. We're running out of time anyway. All right, go Giants, go Warriors. We'll see you next Sunday. This has been the Real Estate Hour. Am I good?
You're good.
You're good. Okay, see you next Sunday, guys.
Listening to the longest-running real estate talk show in the North Bay, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Join Mike every Sunday morning at 9 for tips on buying and selling your home. Call in and ask your questions direct. Don't forget to check in daily with The Real Estate Hour's official blog at therealestatehourblog.com. Mike Kelly on The Real Estate Hour, Sunday mornings on KSRO and KSRO.com.
The preceding was a paid presentation. FM News Talk, KSRO, K278CD, Santa Rosa.